Title: Proposed Medicare Payment Policies for Hospital Outpatient and Ambulatory Surgery Center Services. Content: The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services recently published the calendar year, CY, 2026 proposed rule for Medicare payment for services provided in hospital outpatient departments under the Outpatient Prospective Payment System, OPPS, and services provided in ambulatory surgery centers, ASCs. The proposed rule. Comments are due by September 15, 2025. The proposed rule aligns with many of President Trump's recent executive orders, focusing on cost containment for the Medicare program, enhanced hospital price transparency requirements and enforcement, expansion of digital health applications and services, termination of diversity, equity and inclusion programs that encourage unlawful discrimination, reduced Medicare reimbursement for drugs in an effort to lower drug prices, and elimination of quality measures related to advancing health equity, addressing social drivers of health, and encouraging COVID-19 vaccination coverage among healthcare personnel from the applicable Medicare quality reporting programs. The proposed rule includes some policies that were also adopted during President Trump's first administration, such as removing Medicare payment limitations on site of service and permitting more procedures to be performed in lower-cost hospital outpatient or ASC settings. The proposed rule does not include anticipated changes to the Medicare conditions of participation for hospitals related to gender-affirming care. Those changes are still anticipated in a forthcoming proposed rule later this year. Payment policy proposals of significant interest to hospitals, ASCs and their patients, partners, vendors, and other stakeholders include changes to site of service from hospital inpatient to hospital outpatient. As adopted during President Trump's first administration, CMS proposes to phase out the hospital inpatient-only IPO list over 3 years, beginning with the removal of 285 mostly musculoskeletal services for CY 2026. CMS also proposes to continue its existing policy to exempt procedures that are removed from the IPO list from certain medical review activities for inpatient stays, including site-of-service claims denials, referrals to recovery audit contractors, RACs, for consistent non-compliance, and RAC reviews for patient status or site of service until CMS claims data shows that the procedures are more commonly billed in the outpatient setting than the inpatient setting. CMS states that despite these exemptions, initial medical review contractors can still refer providers to RACs for non-compliance with Medicare payment policies. From hospital outpatient to ASC, CMS proposes to expand the ASC-covered procedures list, CPL, by substantially revising the criteria historically used to determine whether a surgical procedure can be safely performed in the ASC setting and instead treating them as non-binding safety factors for each physician to consider with respect to the specific Medicare beneficiary being treated. CMS made a similar policy change during President Trump's first administration for CY 2021. As a result of proposed policy changes to these criteria and to the IPO list, CMS proposes to add 547 procedures to the ASC CPL for CY 2026. Taken together, these two policies will mean that Medicare beneficiaries can undergo more complex surgical procedures in lower-cost hospital outpatient or ASC settings, potentially improving beneficiary access and choice of providers, and alleviating hospital capacity constraints. The changes reflect increased deference to, and discretion for, the treating physician about the appropriate site of care for the specific procedure and the specific Medicare beneficiary. At the same time, however, payors, hospitals, and treating physicians will want to carefully evaluate the appropriateness of the setting in light of the Medicare patient's risk factors to prevent adverse outcomes. Risk management, informed consent related to the potential risks, and related documentation for provider and patient's decisions may become even more critical. Site-neutral payment. CMS solicits information to help the agency create a more systematic approach to 1. Identifying ambulatory services that are at high risk of shifting to the hospital outpatient setting due to financial incentives, rather than medical necessity, and 2. Making payment adjustments to ELI.